Thank you for calling Cook Support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yeah, my name is Tim Bogard, and is this the number for Value Select?
We're a third-party call center, and we provide customer support for several different online companies. Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
Yeah, 46227.
Can I have your name, please?
Timothy Bogard, B-O-G-A-R-D.
Okay, hold for just a moment. And can I have you verify your address for me, please?
Have what? I'm sorry?
Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
Address, yeah, 3522 East Southport Road, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So by looking at your account, it looks like you got our cooler. You paid the shipping, which is $7.95. And you was enrolled into like our monthly gadgets club. We give customers like $125 gift cards that you can use online and online gadget store. But you will be billed around $56.95 every month for being a gadget member.
No, I didn't sign up for anything like that.
Okay, do you recall trying to get a cooler?
There was a free cooler offered for something. I do recall that. And you're saying that was a sign-up?
That's correct. That was in the terms and conditions before signing up.
That was misleading, I'm going to tell you that. Can I cancel all that?
Hold for just a moment while I get the account canceled.
She's gone. See if that counts, cancel the account.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 260.
447. I'm sorry, 1 second. I thought I had a pencil right here. I didn't.
Four four seven. 0 90. 0 90. That's correct. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, okay, now I got a question. What about we had denied the payment when it came through on a credit card. That's why we're reconciling right now our credit account. And there was a $7.95 charge in the end of May that had come through that was denied. And then our credit card company didn't pay it. And then this $56 charge came through.
So you disputed the charge with your bank? That's what you're stating?
Well, yeah, we did.
Okay, so unfortunately, we're not going to be able to give you no refund. You have to have the bank call us stating that they will drop that dispute to get your money back.
Okay, so, but that was just for the first $7.95. The other one came through, the $56.
You will still have to have your bank call us stating that they will drop that dispute so you can get your money back.
Well, we didn't dispute that one. We disputed the first one, the $7.95.
You will still have the bank call us stating that they will drop that dispute to get your money back.
Okay, so let me ask you then also, this was all about the cooler. So
that's correct.
What happens to the cooler? That was never shipped.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
just don't start, please. I made a mistake.
No, I'm still here. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
I'm almost finished, okay? Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
I'm sorry about the wait.
Okay.
I'm still here, okay? I'm looking, reviewing
okay.
The account.
Okay.
No, I'm still here, okay? Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
No, stay here, okay?
Yep.
I'm still here looking at your account, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm still here. I'm almost done reviewing your account. No, they're here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a chance to win the cooler. Hold for just a moment, okay? I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
I'm almost finished. I'm sorry about the wait. Still reviewing your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so by looking at your account, it looks like you entered a chance to win the cooler. If you win, then you will be notified through via email with the details.
So what was the $70.95 for? I thought that was the shipping for the cooler.
Okay, so that was the shipping fee for the cooler.
Right. So why would I have to charge that for a chance to do that? This is completely misrepresenting what was going on.
So you entered a chance to win the cooler.
I know, but I paid shipping because they said I would get the cooler if I entered.
That's correct.
So how if you charge me shipping for something they're not delivering?
So that was in our terms.
That's fraud.
That was in our terms and conditions when signing up. That you will agree to pay the $7.95 the day you place your order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest to win, and one contestant will be chosen out the 100 to win. Therefore, if every 30 days, you'll be entered to win the price of a $56.95 monthly for billing source to enter the sweepstakes. That was in the terms and conditions.
Oh, my God, that must have been terribly small terms and conditions then if that was there. All right, so what are we going to do to get this reconciled? You said I still have to contact my bank, contact you all to get the
your money bank.
Refund.
That's correct. Since you disputed the charge with your bank.
Well, again, we just disputed the one charge, the $7.95.
So you will still have to have your bank call us stating that they will drop that dispute to get your money back.
I know, but why can't you just return the $56?
Unfortunately, no, sir. You would have to have the bank call us.
Okay, and they called this number?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling us. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.